take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Nice and early this morning. Hey, Manon, how are you today?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm good, thank you.
That is very good. Just sorting our mics out here. What book have you brought in this morning? It's got a beautiful hot pink cover with a big octopus on it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's called The Mountain and the Sea, and it's by Ray Naylor.
Cool.
I spent the whole weekend just totally absorbed by this book.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It's a fascinating and very thrilling new sci-fi read. I would hesitate to call it a thriller, but it does have some very suspenseful moments. And it follows this marine biologist named Ha Nguyen, who has traveled to this remote Vietnamese archipelago to study this kind of dangerously intelligent new species of octopus.
Ooh.
It's sort of set in the near future, and she's working for a tech corporation that specializes in artificial intelligence, and they're wanting to get to the bottom of this this octopus's brain, essentially. And so she's trying to kind of decipher these symbols that it kind of flashes on its skin, a kind of language.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds cool. I'm already into it.
This is exactly
my type of read.
Yeah. I think it appeals to a lot of people because there's like the octopus. They're obviously having a moment.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of My Octopus Teacher, but it's also, it gave me like real Arrival vibes as well.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Holding up the pieces, like trying to communicate with the alien.
Yeah, totally. And like, what is language? And it's such an interesting read because it really, like, it's very committed to these really deep philosophical concepts around the mind and language and what is intelligence and what is it to be human. It has these really cool, like, subplots going on as well of, like, there's this kind of man named Eiko who has been captured and enslaved by this, like, automaton robot fishing vessel.
Wow.
Which is really scary and sinister. And then the other subplot is this like hacker guy called Rustem who's been hired to kind of try and infiltrate the brain of this android that's living on the island with
I love this.
Marine biologist. Yeah, so she's stationed on this island with this android that's like one of the most advanced ever created. And that is just such a fascinating character as well. They're kind of challenging your perceptions of a robot, I suppose.
Mm.
Or I shouldn't even call it that. At one point, the security guard like calls it a robot, and it's like, I'm no more robot than you are an ape, you know? And it was quite a cool moment.
That is cool. I think it's really interesting when a book can take what has maybe been in the sort of collective science fiction zeitgeist for decades now and make it new and interesting again, because, you know, AI, you know, sort of unexplored lands, these are all things that go right to the heart of science fiction, you know, preoccupations. But it sounds like this has a really interesting sort of spin on it. Is it funny? Is it tense? What's the sort of overall tone, would you say?
I would say, like, it definitely does have funny moments. Like, the security guard who's stationed there with her and the android is kind of purposefully using this really crappy translation device because she kind of wants to alienate herself.
Right.
So there's these really funny garbled, like, moments of language, which also just lends to that whole theme of communication and you know, perception really in a really interesting way.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the majority, it's pretty tense and spooky.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have a read of this one. It definitely sounds like a heading into summer kind of a holiday read, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely. It's like so pacey, really short chapters, and you just kind of can't put it down. But the cool thing about it, it's not like half-baked science, really, you know? Like,
yeah,
there's these quite cool, like, inserts at the beginning of each chapter, which are they're like excerpts from this fictional book that the marine biologist and the leader of the tech corporation respectively have written, you know, like science books. So it's real kind of wedged in there.
Cool.
And the author himself, actually, it's you can tell that it's years and years of research. And he's actually, I was reading, he's the, he currently is the international advisor to the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is a mouthful.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, and like has also worked, in Vietnam a lot. And so you can really sense that he knows a huge amount about this this world.
Excellent. Oh, I'm going to be grabbing this one, I think. Remind us of the name and the author again, Manon.
So that is The Mountain and the Sea by Ray Naylor.
Excellent. And Jenna reminded us last time that that is actually alarmingly time to start thinking about if you're going to get some books for Christmas. Don't leave it to the last minute.
Totally. Now is the time. Get in early. We never know what's happening with these books coming on ships from afar.
If you've got your eye on something, go get it now, I reckon. Thank you very much for that, Manon.
Thanks, Rachel.
The Mountain in the Sea sounds amazing. We'll see you soon.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.